joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 2-1 win over Egham in the Surrey Cup. Alan, given the state of the pitch and the freezing conditions, that was a good result, wasn't it?
The only thing that matters if you saw this is I was disappointed with a goal we give away because it was a free header, but apart from that I can't have a go. I don't make excuses, but I've been on the pitch and it was impossible. It shouldn't have been on, to be honest. It's just you couldn't get your feet in it. It was just hard, bubbly, and but night to night, it's just important we get through, and we did.
When you saw the state of the pitch before the game, were you at all worried about injuries?
To myself I was, but I didn't say nothing to the players because it gives the players a little excuse then. But the players didn't moan either. They never do moan, to be fair. And the players just got on with it and I was pleased with them. And there should have been a few more, to be honest. We got a bit sloppy when we give a goal away and we changed our shape a little bit. But apart from that, to be sold and win the next round, we look forward to that.
Dean Lodge goes some way to building bridges with you with his display. You went his biggest fan on Saturday, but he did alright tonight.
He's lovely, he's Harvey. I like a lad, he's a good kid, and he played up front to start with because Bobby was away. Shahid had a college course, so he couldn't make it, and Goddard was suspended, so we never had a striker except for Dan Summers. So we put him up there and he got on with it, and there's no problem. One Saturday's out of the way to finish with, he Lodge knows that, and yes, I'm pleased he scored.
How good was it to see Jason Turley back in Acacia? It's been a while.
Excellent. And he got the hump when he come off, and all a little bugger. I'll end up knocking him out. He's come off and he wanted to play a 90, but he's on a yellow card. And the last thing I need for him is it gets sent off near the end. And he's done very, very well. And I thought he was excellent. I thought the first half he was outstanding, to be honest. Just getting it, playing it simple, And it's something we've been missing for ages. So we'll be trying to get him back in our team as quick as possible.
And presumably he's shown no reaction to his injury previously.
Not a minute. I was just worried about the conditions tonight, but at the minute he's okay. And for him to have the hump coming off, it was music to meet ears, to be honest.
And what about Nick Rundell? He was substituted. Was that tactical or was that an injury worry?
No, I thought he's had a couple of hard games, Nick, and it was just to get some breathers for players who will be in the squad on Saturday. That's all it was. I told Nick that anyway, and it wasn't a problem whatsoever. I wish I could have Mark Watkins come on and done excellent, and I wanted to get Ross Chalk on, but because the game was only 1-0, then only 2-1, we had to think about extra time and all that, Things were looking that bad. I might have to get speed on at some stage, so I'm glad I never.
Given that this is the last cup competition that we're left in, did that make tonight's result even more important?
Definitely, I want to win all the competitions we're playing, and I know this club had it 2 years ago and it was a great result against the FC Wimbledon. So yes, we want to win the cup, and we've got Ashford Town at home, and it's a big game, and we look forward to playing them.
Looking ahead to Saturday, we've only got 1 point from the last two league games. We need to win Saturday, don't we?
Without a doubt, and we look forward to Saturday. I heard some plonk out of DS here. Oh yeah, we haven't beat Crimpian Casuals for a while. I've never been beaten against them, and we beat them at home, and people make these things up, so we're going to attack Crimpian Casuals, and we look forward to the game.
Is Bobby Traynor and Saeed like to be back on Saturday?
Definitely. Yeah, Bobby Traynor up here, he'll be back, and also Goddard will be back, which will be absolutely fantastic news for us. And Shahid will be back, that would be great news for us as well. Speed will be playing, and hopefully Turley will be playing. And we might even have one more coming in. We'll put a 7-day in for somebody, and we're hoping to get him in on Friday. We hope so. And what a great spot to pick from there. I really cannot wait.